Welcome to Movie Review A Day, a review a day movie edition. All right, this is your host Timmy Doom. This episode, let me bring this up. The cast listing in case I need it. The cast listing for what? The Wire Season 4. I recently watched. I had it for a long time, and I wanted to watch it. So last weekend. I think I watched season 4, and I intended to watch a couple of episodes and then come back, you know, another day and watch some more episodes and eventually get through them all. There was only 13 episodes, but no, my ass watched, I watched two disc 8 episodes in a weekend, like in a night. I watched the whole season in the weekend. I'm like, what the fuck? Damn, man. But it was like potato chips. Can't eat just one. I just kept having to watch, see the next episode and the next and the next. The Wire, The Wire is a hit series from HBO in the 2000s. Everybody thinks it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I haven't ever seen any episodes. I saw one episode once years ago and it was good, but it was good, but the acting was left a lot to be desired, but everybody says it's the greatest thing ever. The Wire is a show that takes place in Baltimore, and it's about cops bringing down drug dealers, basically. And I hadn't seen any of the other seasons before I saw this one. But I heard that this was one of the best seasons and one of the best seasons of television ever. So I saw this thing for like $16-$17 bucks the whole season at a, you know, in a used DVD bin at Amoeba Records, which is pretty good for getting used stuff, for getting a good price on stuff that you want to, you know, some movies and shit. Usually it's good for that. And I said, oh shit, season 4, because I read all about this season. And this season deals with four kids. Well, the Wire unit has been kind of shut down, and everybody, all the cops have been scattered throughout the system, working as cops and some as teachers. Okay, mainly so they can do this storyline that the writers wanted to do. The producer wanted to do, dealing with the Baltimore school system. It also deals with the young kids who are drug dealers and them going into school. So we see it through the eyes of school and the school system and the drug culture in Baltimore, mostly through the eyes of these four young kids. These four kids who are like 14, I'd say. They start out. And you get to, and the weird thing about it is, even though it's only 13 episodes, they shot this through, they used real kids, of course, not somebody who's in their 20s. Real kids who look about 13 or 14 when they started. And the awkward thing about that is they were growing as the season went, because I noticed one of the actors, it was weird because he looked like a little kid. Started like he could have been 11 years old, and by the end of the season he looked like 16 years old. And it was just, and I'm exaggerating, but he just went from a little kid with no neck to a gawky looking teenager. I'm like, that weirded me out. And he had braids too, so there's kind of a androgynous look to him. I'm like, damn, this is weird. But let's get back to the show. I like it a lot. Obviously I watched it the weekend. I didn't intend to do that. I was riveted. The kids. Oh, it starts out with this actress, this girl named Snoop, but she's not. Let's say she doesn't act like a girl. She might as well be a guy. Okay, and Snoop. I don't know where they got this actress from. I don't think she was an actress. I think she really was a gangster in real life, or she was doing dirt. Because after this series went off the air, she was arrested in real life. Dang, man, I'm messed up because I don't have the list in front of me. I need season 4. I'm trying to look for season 4. It's fucking with me. But anyway, her, Snoop, and Chris are the soldiers for an up-and-coming, the new kingpin in town, new young kingpin, Marlo. And I like all the actors who played these parts. I mean, even though they were evil motherfucking people, obviously, Snoop and Chris kill dozens of people. And they I think they kill somebody, a person each episode and hide them in an abandoned building. And that's one of the mysteries of the series is this guy Marlo. Obviously, you got to kill people if you're going to be a drug dealer, but the cops don't see the bodies. And the reason they don't see the bodies is because his soldiers are hiding them in these abandoned buildings that no one goes into, which to me is kind of dumb because it's like the buildings are boarded up. I guess nobody can get into them, not even the homeless can squat. Because I would say if the homeless can get in there, they would find the bodies. You know, the homeless would see these bodies, but no, these buildings are boarded up. So that's one element in their progression. Marlo dealing with the old school gangsters. That's one interesting facet of the series. And of course, one of these wild cards from the first three season character. I can't remember this character's name. I think it's Omar, who is the gay thug. I'm like, he's a gay thug. But he was a force through all the first three seasons, and he's still around here and causing lots and lots of trouble. So, and great. I just want to say it's great stuff. I'm trying to look for Snoop, the girl who plays Snoop, trying to look for her real name. But let me see here. But so that's one element of the show. And the other element, is the school system showing these kids, one of the cops from previous seasons, now he's a teacher. He just switched over a bit so we can see he's a white guy, you know, middle-class white guy, and he's dealing with these kids and the violence of the kids in the inner city. And there's kids called Corner Boys, one of the kids who we follow, he's a corner boy, they sell crack on the corner. They are also going to school, and they say the corner boys and the people who and the corner kids, they're too thuggish, they disrupt the class, and there's a lot of disruption in the class, and we see that the violence in class that happens in schools and stuff. And but they got a new program where they take the violent kids out of the class, the kids who obviously have problems, and put them in the class. And people was like, there's a problem with that, because it's like you're brushing these kids off and calling them lost causes. But it's like, yeah, you got to do that, because when they take those kids out of the class, the rest of the class learns and actually gets, and they're not disrupted. It's not fair to the other kids. I have no problem with taking those kids out of the class, even if it meant them being wasted on the streets, because they made that decision at some point, even though they're kids. But no, they decide to take those kids, put them in a class of their own, which they can't learn because they want to fight each other. But this new program is about not putting those kids out on the street, and they're in a special class. They have to be, and these kids are offended that they're in their class, but they eventually, after many episodes, they learn how to deal with those kids and how to talk to them on how to get them interested in learning something. And that's the other problem with the series. I mean, the other problem with the school system was that these kids, all the kids, have to learn the curriculum so they can take this test. And it does make the inner city kids, and it makes the violent kids, it look like they're all barbaric in class all the time. They're always barbaric, always cussing out the teacher. And I didn't go to a city school, but I don't think it is that fucking bad to the kids. It's cussing the teacher out in every fucking class. But I'm not going to get too much into it. Those are the two elements of the show. The kids and all the kids here, all the four boys, young boys, were very good actors. Let's see here. Jermaine Crawford, which he was the least actor that I like. Tristan Wilde, I like him. He's good. He went on to play in Beverly Hills 90201. Poor kid. Poor kid's career. And there's a few other, couple other kids here that are, that were really good. So yes, I recommend season 4 of The Wire. The only disappointment is it didn't wrap up. I thought because it was of the last two seasons that they were going to wrap up all these storylines, and they didn't. It was just at the end. It was just like regular life. Life goes on, but people, I thought people were just going to get arrested and stopped, and the drug ring was going to get shut down, and the kids were either going to die, or we saw that they go on to a better life. But it's not necessarily like that. It just life goes on, and so it wasn't wrapped up. And I gotta see season 5 to see how, what happens with these characters. That's my review of The Wire season 4. 10 out of 10 stars, I give it. They say it's one of the best seasons of TV. I don't know. I can't really say. I don't know if I feel that way, but I know I was riveted watching this TV series until I watched it in one weekend. I can't believe. I don't, because I'm not usually the type to do that, because I'm still trying to get through Babylon 5, because I got the last three seasons, and I'm still in season 3. I skipped the other two seasons. I didn't buy the other two seasons because those seasons to me were boring. But season 3 is where Babylon 5 picks up. Anyway, that's my review. Maybe I'll review season 3 of Babylon 5 if I can get through it. Anyway, till tomorrow, go to this website. I don't know what the website is. I still haven't memorized my movie a day website address, but you can go to doomcast.blogspot.com, check out my comic reviews, and get a link to the Movie A Day podcast, or email me blackpun2000@yahoo.com. Until next time, peace.